It's always a big week in greyhound racing. Jason Adams is here to look back on what was a great pause of thunder and find us a few winners heading towards the Traralgon Cup meet this weekend as well. How are you, Jason?
Well, thanks, Michael, and you're not wrong. There's never a quiet week, and there's so much happening, not only here in Victoria, but across the country as well. We've seen action in Brisbane and particularly in Sydney over the past 7 days as well. So no shortage of things to hone in on.
What do you make of Jungle Juice's win in the Paws of Thunder?
Sensational. It was really good. I mean, the way the race set up, it was the fans watching on Saturday night, as soon as the race settled the way it did, where Wow, who's one of the best sprinters in New South Wales, he went straight to the front. Jungle Juice camped about 5 or 6 lengths off, and you knew straight away, 100 metres into the race, this is going to be a great finish. And exactly was that with Jungle Juice getting the better. It was a great call from Matty Jackson, the race caller up there in New South Wales. And as well for Jungle Juice's trainer, Jack Smith, he's one of the great men in greyhound racing. He's an absolute character. He's great for the sport. So congratulations to everyone involved in the win with Jungle Juice. He's got a massive group of connections as well. And as they say, with fist pumping, get on the juice. So they would have done exactly that on Saturday night at Wentworth Park. And that wasn't the only feature, of course. The Futurity and Derby was ran, and from a Victorian point of view, Idolise won the Futurity for Victorian trainer Peter Prosciutto, and he quinella'd the race as well. So they're a great family, the Prosciuttos, and also Idolise's owner and breeder, and Michelle Nolan. They're great friends with the Prosciuttos, so it really was a big night for them, and I'm sure their biggest night that they've had in the sport. They're terrific people, and I'm sure everyone congratulates them on what was a huge night.
No doubt about that. Can you find us a winner tomorrow, the Traralgon Cup, tomorrow night?
Well, I hope so. It's a good field, and we saw the heats ran last Friday night, and the fastest of them was Typhoon Sammy, who, of course, made a name for himself through the Bendigo Cup Series in the latter part of last year, and then through the Melbourne Cup Series, where he was severely unlucky. But one thing I do love about the Traralgon Cup that we've got in front of us now, the first split. So we look at those in the form guide. If you're casually glancing through tomorrow night, they're about 3.5 seconds, which means you get a real true picture of what's happened in the first few strides. Where you look elsewhere and the first split the north of 6 seconds, you don't get a true picture, but Traralgon you do. And we saw Typhoon Sammy set the fastest of those as well. So fastest first split, fastest overall time on a track that should play extremely fair given the nature of it. It's a long race until they do get to that home turn. So he's the favourite. He's north of $2, but he's a class act. And we thought he'd take out some big races late last year. Maybe we have to wait a little bit because I think it might start this time around. So Typhoon Sammy, I think, is going to go well. And what's going to be a massive night at Traralgon tomorrow.
Absolutely. Jace, tell us what's happening with Cranbourne, because we were due to have the Tri-Codes meeting at Cranbourne this Friday night, but there'll be no greyhounds run. What's the reason behind that?
So a couple of weeks ago, there was an issue during a race meeting that was caused by some infrastructure that came apart, and therefore the meeting was abandoned, and we haven't seen any activity at Cranbourne since. So since then, they've analysed that situation, tried to work out why it's happened. At the moment, there's a lot going on as a real review and assessment of the track generally. So the assumption is that it is going to be out of action for at least a month. So after all that takes place, I guess GRV and the club are going to have to weigh up what to do and think about what the future is going to be for Cranbourne, whether it is a short-term fix and do some infrastructure improvements to improve and reset what the issues have been over the past couple of weeks. But, I mean, this is something that's been, I guess, a talking point for years as to whether a rebuild is to take place or what they're going to do. So a big couple of months ahead for Cranbourne, but unfortunately won't be a part of that Tri-Codes meet on Friday night.
All right, Jace, leave us with a winner.
A winner? I've got no idea about his price, but race 5, number 2, Weblec Jet, should be winning at Sandown on Thursday night, which is a big night. Australian Sprint, Maidment Memorial, it's going to be a big night on course as well. We've got a range of different food offerings. The famous and almighty buffet is back in a COVID-safe manner for this Thursday night. So it's going to be a warm night. Lots of tennis on the big screen and be live music. So every reason to get along here at Sandown on Thursday night.
Sounds like it'll be a great night indeed. Enjoy the week, Jace.
Likewise, Michael. Thank you.